Non, fare non sono di quelli grossi, no? So, dear friends, so my purpose is to encourage you to persevere, to give you some teachings of our Lord and to help you to persevere and to especially to sanctify yourself. Remember that the most important is the first commandment, which is to love our Lord with our whole heart, our whole soul, all our strength, all our skills. That is the reason why the Gospel of today is chosen by the Church for these confessors, saints. Because God gives to us talents, gifts, graces. And He demands from us, it's a commandment, it's an order, that we fructify. But we fructify in such a way that we give all our will, our strength, our mind, to fructify all that God is giving to us in real time, in present tense. He wants all. I think it's the teaching, most important teaching of our holy religion to remember. So, God give us a minute. That minute is for God. It's borrowed from God. And we have to use it according to His will and for the service of our neighbor for God's sake. So, whatever we receive is not for us. It's to be used for God's sake, for God's love, for our neighbor's sake, for God's intention, for God's purpose. This is the most important, because we have the tendency to think in a human way. Yes, and humanly speaking, things are ruled very differently than how God rules our lives and our future, our present. Why? Because humanly speaking, we can pick up, we have choices. Yes, and we have many things we could do by our freedom. And sometimes we postpone, or we do things before on other things. We have priorities in a different way, like I have priorities. For this is the reason why we have to be led by the Holy Ghost. So we have to work in a divine way. The Holy Ghost was given to us as to do things, to think things, and to feel things in a divine way. And the way God wants us to think is the Holy Ghost, which is we have to give to God all our strength, our mind, our will, our skills, all that has been given to us in the material grounds and in the spiritual grounds. Everything, every moment. Without postponing, without being worried, too much worried for the future, because this is God's duty to provide for the next grace that we need. And regarding the past tense, we have to be sorry just for what we have done. And we have not to dwell on what we have done, neither. No. Because whatever we have done in the past is for God's grace we have done it. And the way is ahead of us. It's not behind us. So we don't dwell in the past. If we look at the past, it's only to be sorry for our sins. And because it's a long way to go. Because we have eternity before us. Death. Particular judgment. General judgment. And an eternity to share with the saints, with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it's why Catholics, we don't keep our eyes fixed on heaven, on our end, our future, but living in the present tense. It's very important because it is the way to live in a divine way, o sea, esa eternal present. God lives in eternal present tense. Today we live in the present, and that presence of God in the present tense, and His plan is going to last for eternity. And this is why this is to live by faith, but also to live by hope. Lively hope means we worry for this very moment. Our duty is to give everything this moment, and God is bound. He has bound Himself to help us, and to even to persevere, so that we go to heaven with Him one day if we just keep next to Him, doing His will. This is as simple as that. Yes, but you notice we don't do that. We don't do that. Why? Because we live in a pure human way most of the time. We think, we analyze things in a human way. We try to fix problems in a human way. We see people in a human way. We see sacraments in a human way. So, in a divine way is to see things in such a way that if we have Mass in this moment, we live today's Mass as if it was the only Mass, as if it was the unique Mass, and as it was the first Mass in our life, or the last Mass in our life. We don't worry for the next future, what is going to happen, no. Because what matters is that we are now here in the presence of God, in front of His passion and death, and this is the principle of prayer. How not to get distracted in prayer. Prayer is the most important activity. So how do we improve prayer is precisely by living by faith, hope, and charity, asking the Holy Ghost to dominate, to lead us, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So prayer doesn't worry for the past, only to be sorry for our sins. And for the future, we give it in God's hands. So we are not thinking about something else, but only in praying, in loving God, in asking His help, praying for the others. This is the principle of prayer, to live by faith, hope, and charity, the first commandment, trusting God, doing prayer to adore God, to give thanks to Him, to be sorry for the past, and to ask for the future for our brothers. Because giving is how you will receive. So we ask in prayer mainly for the others. Because it's Christ in my neighbor. So I have to relieve, to console them before being consoled myself. Because by consoling is how I will be consoled. By being merciful to others is how God is going to have mercy upon me. The measure you do towards others, God is going to do towards you. This is the principle, for example, how we are going to be helped in purgatory, for example. And many saints have said that we are going to be released from purgatory in the measure we have helped others to go out from purgatory. This is the answer. Also, how much we are going to receive from people or from priests depends on how much we have given to them. So how much fidelity we have given to God and to them for God's sake. So how much grace we are going to get from Mass depends on how much we give ourselves today. How much love, how much faith, how much hope we have. You see? So you notice we worry for in a human way so often. This is the problem. This is the main problem. Especially today, in the crisis of today, because in the crisis of today, a new religion has been installed instead of the divine religion. And the new religion is a human-centered religion. So everything goes about human things. Everything. God is in the corner. So because we live in this world, we become a little bit, not much, but sometimes much less, some people less than others, but we become a little bit like this new religion mentality. What's going to happen tomorrow? This is God's duty. Our duty is today, fidelity today, to give up my whole heart, my whole mind, my strength, and my service to the others for God's sake. It is my duty. Of course, if I am at the head of the family, yes, you have to provide for the future. But according to God's law, God's will, and according to God's divine providence, which is trusting, working, and every minute side by side with Christ, carrying the cross of Christ, like how the Christ is going to carry my cross and my family. It's the way to do it, with the cross. So this is a very important topic. You know why? Because we don't look to for perfection. Because we look in a human way in our daily duties. We just try to do it the best we think, or the best we have the experience to do. We have done before things. We fall into routine in a human way. No. The routine of the sense is the divine way of doing things, which is looking for the little details to do it the perfectly as possible. My minds, my thoughts, my words, everything in a more perfect way possible. So we have been told that freedom is to choose God, yes, to choose among good things that God has given to us. See? So to choose our freedom in a human way will be, in a good human way without being sinful, it will be to choose among those many things the one I like the most. But it's a human way of looking at my freedom. We must use our freedom to choose good things in the light of the first commandment, which will be to choose the best of all the available things. The best for God, the best for my neighbor. It's not just to choose good things, it's not enough. This is a human thing. To choose the best of myself, of my skills, of my mind, of my thoughts, of my words, of my dressing, of my education, of the best formal charitable words and activities to the others. Not just good things, no? The best. In fact, this is the difference between a noble sort of vocation and a real traditional vocation. If you ask a noble sort of priest, what are the requirements to become a priest, a religious, they will say, be a good boy, a good girl. No, it's not for the Catholic religion. For the Catholic. A Catholic saint, a priest will tell you, no. To have vocation, become a priest one day or a religious is to give always the best with the best means. And some who is not religious will be to do the best, to give the best to God, but without using the best means. By using what you have available to do that. Yes, according to the teaching of the saints. The only difference between religious and non-religious is the religious use perfect means to serve God perfectly. And the laity, they have to serve God perfectly also, but they don't have perfect means. The only difference. And the perfect means that we use to serve God is obedience, humility, and silence. And chastity, of course, and poverty, no? Just to tell you, this is the basis of the spiritual life, but we have to come back to the basis, because the crisis has been placing us in a situation which we complicate ourselves. We don't find light, grace, and help because we live too much in the human way. We have too much human expectations. We see praise in a human way. We see sacraments in a human way. We want to, for example, to be sure about the future of my sacraments. No, no, they are divine. If we have just one mass in my life, is that the plan of God, that I will have only one mass in my life? That mass is going to give me the grace to become a saint. If I give everything from I have for God. It's not the quantity of sacraments what matters, no? The fidelity, the first commandment, the love, and the trust in, and the faith in God. It's what matters, really. Don't forget about this, because this is the problem. And it's contagious, because we are human. So of course, the inclination is to behave in a human way, with human worries, the way of worrying and doing things in a human way. But no, we are not made for that. We are made to do things in a divine way, with the assistance of the Holy Ghost, full time. The difference between the saints and us is that's the difference. The saints are moved by the Holy Ghost most of the time, and we, most of the time, we are moved by human reasonings, or human motives, or human worries, or human means, or human ways of doing things. This is the difference between the saints and us. That we are here to become saints. We are not here to go to purgatory. We are here to go to heaven, and the highest of heaven. Look for perfection. This is it's not a commandment. It's the first commandment. Look after perfection, and everything we do, everything. May God help us with the truth of the saints. My Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.